Welcome back to Motown Memories. This is Tom Fallon. And for the next half hour, we're featuring some long versions of some great Motown songs. Well, this half hour, we'll hear from The Temptations, Marvin Gaye, Eddie Kendricks, and Lionel Richie. Well, first up, the last number one song that The Temptations ever had, Papa Was a Rolling Stone. Well, 4 months before the Temptations version of Papa Was a Rolling Stone entered the Hot 100, label mates The Undisputed Truth were struggling up the chart with their version of the Norman Whitfield Barrett Strong composition. Whitfield and Strong wrote the song, and it was produced by Norman. It had long been a practice at Motown for songs to be recorded by several different artists. For example, I Heard Through the Grapevine reached number two in 1967 for Glass Night and the Pips, and just 1 year later, Marvin Gaye made it a number one in 1968. Although it wasn't originally their song, the Temptations had made Papa Was a Rolling Stone an integral part of their repertoire. Well, lead singer Dennis Edwards remembers being upset the first time he heard the lyrics. The lyrics being, it was the 3rd of September, that day I'll always remember, because that was the day my daddy died. Ironically, Edwards' father, a preacher, had passed away on the 3rd of September, and the singer found the words upsetting. Dennis admits now that he hated the record when he first heard it, but changed his opinion later. The fact that it won a Grammy didn't really hurt, but oddly enough, the Grammy was for the Best Rhythm and Blues Instrumental. The song was so long on the album, it was 11 minutes and 45 seconds, that the B-side of the edited single was just an instrumental passage. Well, Papa Was a Rolling Stone was the first Temptation chart topper featuring tenor Damon Harris, who would replace Eddie Kendricks, who we'll hear from later. Here is Papa Was a Rolling Stone, The Temptation.
It was the 3rd of September, that day I'll always remember. Yes, I will, 'cause that was the day that my daddy died. I never got a chance to see him, never heard nothing but bad things about him. Mama, I'm depending on you, tell me the truth. Mama just hung her head and said, son, Papa was a rolling stone. Wherever he laid his hat was his home. To say that Papa never worked a day in his life.
And Mama, some bad talk going around town saying that Papa had 3 outside children and another wife. And that ain't right.
Heard some talk about Papa doing some storefront preaching, talking about saving souls and all the time leeching.
but never was much on thinking. Spent most of his time chasing women and drinking.
Mama, I'm depending on you to tell me the truth.
Mama looked up with a tear in her eye and said, son,
that's MotownMemories@yahoo.com.
Wanna holler the way they do my life. Oh, baby,
Everybody thinks we're wrong. Mother, who are they to judge us?
Mother, mother,
simply call us we wear our hair long.
Mother, mother,
woo.
About Tom Memory from Marvin Gaye, Inner City Blues makes me want to holler. They reached number 9 in the U.S. Billboard charts from 1971, and we started with The Temps, Papa Was a Rolling Stone, number 1 from 1972. This is Motown Memories with Tom Fallon. We continue to feature some long versions of your favorite Motown songs for the balance of this hour. Well, coming up, the only number 1 song from Eddie Kendricks, a former member of The Temptations, Keep on Trucking. The song reached number 1 from 1973. Well, the voice of Eddie Kendricks had sold millions of records before he attempted a solo career. That career, of course, was with The Temptations. He decided to move on his own so he could make more money. While his first two albums did not produce a single that made the top 40, he was a hot attraction in New York's disco scene thanks to the song Girl, You Need a Change of Mind and a song called Date with the Rain. These two numbers from his second album were so popular in New York that Kendricks had to include them whenever he performed in Manhattan. Well, with his third solo album, Kendricks had a new manager and suddenly found his career in high gear. Producer Frank Wilson brought him a sketchy demo of a 7-minute song called Keep on Truckin'. Well, Eddie boasted, "I knew I had a hit because of the title. The old people used to truck when they were dancing, and I knew the trucking industry would embrace the record." Well, just to be sure that happened, the sound of a truck roaring down the highway was strategically mixed into the single. Well, Keep on Trucking was the highest new entry in the Hot 100 for the week ending August 25, 1973. Debuting at number 79, it took 11 weeks to rise to the top. Eddie followed it with a song called Boogie Down, and that song reached number 2 in 1974. Well, here is the long version of Keep on Trucking, Eddie Kendricks, right here on Motown Memories. We'll be right back.
I'm the Red Ball Express of loving. Diesel power went straight to you. I'm trucking.
MotorMemories@yahoo.com.
Well, this hour would feature some great Motown songs, the long versions of some of your favorite songs. Hope you enjoyed this show. If you have any questions, suggestions, or comments for future Motown shows, I'd love to hear from you. My email address is MotownMemories@yahoo.com. That's MotownMemories@yahoo.com. Also, be sure to visit our website at MotownMemories.com. That's MotownMemories.com. On that website, you'll find information about all of your favorite Motown artists, including all those featured on this hour of Motown Memories, plus the radio stations that carry Motown Memories 7 days a week. Well, until next time, this is Tom Fallon. Goodbye for now.